You trying to do it live?
We're doing it live. We just did it. It's live. Welcome to the show. Thank you guys very much for patiently waiting for us. We might cut all this out. Who knows?
Am I decent?
You are decent. Yeah, now you are. My name is O'Shaughnessy. Thank you guys for joining us on another episode of Cameos. We're going to get going here while we wait for our foo, our fourth partner in crime. He will join us shortly. Getting y'all caught up on the last 2 weeks that you might have missed across news, media, and entertainment. It's been a lot. No main story for tonight because we did miss a week last week on account of me. Having a baby is very busy life. Very busy. But we got a lot of stuff to catch up on. Samson is going to hit us with some news. Foo is going to join us and provide some valuable, commentary whenever he's able to. But in the interim, Samson.
You have me, who's not decent, man. I was
what
doing puzzles.
Are you making a Fruity Loops Cameos intro?
Oh, yeah, the Cameos intro is coming. Don't worry, I'm going to the studio with Woo05. I don't know what he wants to call himself, actually. I don't think about it.
Canid or Woo or...
Yeah, he changed his name too much. My friend.
My guy.
Okay. So what last you heard from us was the 23rd. I don't want to give you old news. So let me see where... Okay, here we go. I think I saw our first story. John Cena is apparently retiring from the WWE.
Unbelievable.
I mean, he'll go right back if the work's closed, just like The Rock.
If the money's good enough, they always come back. The Rock retired like 19 times now.
What, on Summer Slam, or I don't know what it's called.
Well, The Rock is like a CEO now. Like, he retired and came back enough where they were just like, all right,
he's making people mad. Like, he's changing storylines because he keeps coming back and things aren't getting finished. For like wrestling fans,
barring any sort of like crippling injury, I've never seen a wrestler actually stay away. Undertaker might. That's the only one I could see, because he doesn't want to like tarnish his legacy or anything, because he's like so passionate about it. But everyone else, it's like you put the right money in front of him, all of a sudden, like Shawn Michaels comes back, Mankind.
Even Mick Foley's trying to. Mick Foley, he's trying to come back. Actually.
Talk about crippling injuries. That dude is like hobbling around.
He's held together. Duct tape.
Oh, yeah, foo.
Bada boop.
We'll fix it up. I don't know if it's like a story we have or not, but apparently Mick Foley wants to do like another Hell in a Cell match.
Okay.
Before he so he wants to come back and do that. A truly brutal match, and then call it quits.
So he just wants to die.
Die in the ring.
Yeah, I was about to say he just wants to die in the ring.
You ever play one of those Lego games where the character gets hit and they just fall apart?
Yeah,
that's exactly what's going to happen.
I don't know. About
research
that.
Papers on Mick.
I'm sure they already have.
He is.
Yeah,
he's great.
Like how this is an example of somebody who has CTE and doesn't go on a murderous rampage, but instead just, I don't know, takes it out on himself. Have you seen interviews with him? He's hitting the head a lot, and it is apparent. We're
just thankful. We should be thankful he's a nice person, because that CTE can manifest into like a multi-homicide situation.
Yeah.
He's a great dude.
Benoit.
Waffle looks for, gets this stuff in order. Our next story, Pow World has overtaken Counter-Strike's all-time peak player account on Steam.
We're live?
Yeah, I
didn't say anything stupid. I texted you. PUBG still first with 3.5 million concurrent players. I don't remember how many Pow World has right now.
Last time I checked, it was to upwards all of two. Yeah, it was all of them. Everybody who's not playing Counter-Strike is playing Power World,
and everyone else is playing PUBG still.
It was wild. I looked at those numbers. It was like a week ago after the game had only been out for a week, and it's number three all time, highest concurrent player count. highest sales. It like shattered records, and it's like, this is such a good thing because Pokemon became so stale. I just really hope that Nintendo has like a wake up call that's a large amount of people like that. You can't, there's definitely Nintendo fans that have never heard of Power World for sure, but that's a huge chunk of people who are going to forever be like jaded by, it's like, oh, like this is what a Pokemon game could look like. Maybe minus the, you know, sweatshop aspect, but still it's all like the effort that went into it. There was actual effort. Yeah. It was four people made that and maybe some AI, but that's a whole nother.
Unconfirmed. Story. Unconfirmed. But what's the name? Like, I want to be optimistic and hope that like Game Freak and Nintendo will see this and go, okay, we got to up our game. But they've gotten away with for so long with just like shitting out bare minimum projects that just so happen to have 150 new characters and people line up to get it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, if it ain't broke, even though it is broke, but it's not broke financially, why fix it? And alternatively, there is the hardware aspect, because Nintendo does produce great games, but they're like, what, two generations behind in terms of power?
I don't think the Switch is running Unreal Engine 5, which is what Power World is on. Power World demands some like pretty decent hardware to run and look halfway decent, but like that's the next generation engine. Like, that's how shit is gonna look. I would hope that the next Switch can support it. I wouldn't hold my breath, but I would also say that like when Nintendo's evaluating stuff or Game Freak is evaluating like risk versus reward, I would just be like, man, this was done by four people in like a basement. And you mean to tell me that you guys can't put something better together? I imagine one more terrible Pokemon game will come out. And if it doesn't sell as well as this did, or if their numbers start to go down, then maybe we'll see something. But I don't think that the next Pokemon game is going to be like Game Freak's answer. I wouldn't anticipate that.
Yeah, and it's like, I think it's a good thing as well for Pokemon, because this game proves that people still love the Pokemon concept.
Right.
It's like millions
of degenerates like us still care.
Exactly. It's like, before this, I hadn't played a Pokemon game since like, I don't know, like Silver, Ruby, one of those two. And ever since then, I kind of fell off thinking like, I don't really like Pokemon anymore because I'm bored by the games. But no, turns out I fucking love this shit.
It's just refreshed the formula. Games. Yeah, they didn't even have to do that much. They just took a battle royale survival game and slapped Pokemon on top of it. And I mean, it's way more complicated than that. But that fundamentally, that's what they did. Mm-hmm. They didn't go reinvent the formula. They didn't create a new genre of video game.
Yeah.
They were just thought outside the box.
They cared.
Yeah.
Someone else who cares is Jon Stewart. So Jon Stewart's returning to The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Trevor Speaking Noah of wrestlers coming back.
Yeah. Trevor Noah left the show a year ago. They've been looking for his replacement, and they've settled on like Jon Stewart. And what they're going to do is Jon Stewart will host on Mondays, and then like executive produce for the remainder of the week. And then like the other correspondents will be like, I'm assuming like just correspondents on the show, and they'll have them do other episodes. And this happens after Jon Stewart left his show on Apple TV because of creative differences, and now he's back on Comedy Central. So that should be good. I watched Daily Show the most when Jon Stewart was there. Nothing is Trevor Noah.
It was just Jon Stewart had that on lock.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I grew up with that. Well, he was there for 16 years, so we kind of.
He's the best political commentator of our generation. Like, he just speaks, everything makes sense, and it's also hilarious. So,
And that just starts next week.
Actually, the public support behind him is like so massive too. Like the stuff that he did in New York, trying to get like compensation for first responders after the 9/11 stuff. He won the internet with that, you know what I mean, when all that stuff came out. So
Did you guys hear the rumor that apparently Hasan Minhaj is suing either, I think, both Comedy Central and the New York Times, one of the journalistic outlets, because apparently the job for the new host of The Daily Show was like locked for him, because he came and he guest hosted for a while and everyone loved it. And like, it was a big blast on social media. But then I can't recall what newspaper, but one of them put out an article saying that all the jokes he tells are lies. So like, apparently it was like a hit piece where they said that all the stories he tells about his past, like being like racially discriminated against and all that stuff, is just completely fabricated. But it turns out he has receipts and evidence that like every story he's told, like he reached back to like, he told some story about how his ex-girlfriend, like he was going to take to prom, was white, and that he couldn't take her because her parents didn't like that he was brown. And the New York Times, I don't want to say New York Times, whatever journalistic outlet said that he lied about that, he proved otherwise. So now he's taking it to court because apparently he lost out on the biggest opportunity of his life.
Hey, what outlet would say like this person is lying and not vet the story?
I can look it up for you.
Twitter. It was probably Twitter.
Let me see.
It's probably stupid. So dumb.
Probably Twitter trying to cancel culture. Sounds like Twitter.
Nah, it was. Oh, the New Yorker. They have an article called Hasan Minhaj's "Quote Unquote Emotional Truths."
And who do they get to vet these stories? Or
the New Yorker is like a right wing publication, like article. Like they're not. Not designed. It's like saying, "Oh, the National Enquirer did me dirty."
Like, TMZ.
No, even the National Enquirer doesn't like say anything is true or false. Like it's all hidden behind a veil of like maybe.
Well, it's clickbait. It's clickbait for Midwest boomers. That's what it is. I mean,
I'm saying is you can have the clickbait, but also like you don't want to get a lawsuit along with your clickbait, which is why you can have like tabloids. And all these like these things that have existed for decades doing the same thing, you can't sue them for it because they know what they're doing.
It's hard to sue somebody for libel. So it's like they could put out one of these articles and it's like if they have any source, they would say like, oh, hey, we have this source and we're going based on what they told us.
And that's journalism.
That's journalism in the modern day. But they'd be like, we didn't lie. Technically, the person lied. We just fucked up and believe in them. So go sue their asses and not us.
It's crazy though, but sucks for him. Glad to have John Stewart back though.
I like Hasan. So I hope he comes out on top.
I thought he was fantastic when he's.
Yes, what's the dude's name? Hasan what?
Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah, I could do without.
We found out who's spreading libel.
Who's the source? It's a giant beard and glasses. Silhouette on Parker's face.
Are they gonna mod my voice? I don't know.
This is a very pretty looking man. Look at these. Looks like he has a filter on.
Anyway, so Jeff Loveness was reportedly fired from the Avengers Kang Dynasty after the negative reactions that Quantumania received. I don't know if true or not, but I would imagine it's probably true because.
Thank fucking God.
Yeah. I mean, so if that would explain why he got fired. You know, you see one movie, no one likes it. Like, oh yeah, we can't have you do this. If that's true, though.
That probably was the biggest bomb of this saga, because it's like, not only did it not make what they anticipated, like, it killed all excitement for the rest of the saga.
Yeah, it did so bad it made you like lose faith moving forward. Yeah, that I think that's definitely going to be looked back at as like one of the turning points in, oh shit, there's no course correctingness.
The boat's still going down.
It's going down, Captain. Yeah.
Yeah. We got some first looks at What If Season 3. It's like a Captain America Gundam is in there.
That's dope.
I forgot the name of the... What's the red Captain America? You know what I'm talking about?
Red Guardian.
Red Guardian, there we go.
Yeah, Red Guardian's in there. I'm assuming this is just like one episode also. But it looks cool.
That's kind of surprising.
When Red Guardian... You think that when he was talking about in that awful movie that won't be named... when he said that he fought Captain America, do you think that he fought like time travel Captain America, or did he fight Isaiah Bradley?
I think he fought Isaiah Bradley.
Yeah, same here.
Because Isaiah Bradley was wearing the suit all throughout the, you know, when they lost actual Captain America. Yeah. Isaiah Bradley wore the suit and he fought him.
When did they say Isaiah Bradley wore the suit?
It was during the Cold War, I believe. I think it started in Vietnam, and he had it throughout the Cold War. And then,
did they say that in Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Or they hint at it at the very least. Yeah. But he is Captain America.
I totally missed that detail. Interesting.
Yeah. So that's cool. Wait, Phil, are you ready? I don't.
What'd you say?
Are you ready yet?
Yeah, I'm ready. I don't know why you. Can you see like my phone up? Like I'm ready to go.
All right, good. I'll turn it over to Fu.
All right. So we stopped at news. Oh, Toby Keith died. Yeah.
Oh yeah, rest in peace, Toby Keith.
I saw he was like 62. What did he die of? Did they say?
Cancer. Apparently, he like had a peaceful passing. Oh, so.
Bud Light in his hand and in the back of his pickup truck.
I would assume that's what's going on. Yeah. Anyway, with a transition to things that should die, Sony's Pictures is talking about that was a little bit crass. Too soon. Yeah.
Body ain't even cold.
Yeah. Bud Light's still cold.
No, the Bud Light is always warm, remember. So Sony Pictures is, you sure you guys want me to do these news?
I don't know. Do we have any more obituaries? Maybe skip those.
Cross the line. Just keep going, man.
Anyway, Sony Pictures is considering bringing back Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. Kevin Feige wants the movie to be grounded for Spider-Man 4. I don't know if I want to see them again. I think they should just come back for Secret Wars. And honestly, just Tobey.
Yeah.
I think Andrew Garfield needs to be, I thought he should be, Spider-Man for the SSU. Oh. But it looks like they nixed that in Madam Web because they wanted Tom Holland to be the Spider-Man for the SSU and make it like he's not from our universe, and they hid him in our universe.
No, I hate everything that you just said.
Uncle Ben was from what's his name? The guy from Parks and Rec.
Yep. I can't remember his name. He's also from Servant. What is
one
that?
That one scene in First Contact. Star Trek.
There's the Apple TV show.
Ben Wyatt.
Yeah, Ben Wyatt. He's in that Apple TV show that's at Severance. Severed. Yeah. It's really good. It's a really good show.
He's a fantastic actor. He's really funny too.
Yeah.
I just want Sony to stop.
Man, are you serious?
I would like to see Andrew Garfield get another shot at it because he's just like, he would have been the perfect Spider-Man in my opinion. Like we saw it in No Way Home, but it's just Sony's at the helm and they cannot make a solo film to save their life without Marvel's help.
Yeah.
Yeah. PETA has issued a statement addressing animal cruelty in Pal World. Okay, PETA, you can hold your britches. Go complain on Better Business Bureau like all the other boomers. Is that board banned in Twitch yet? I don't know.
Not yet. No.
Not yet. Okay. And of course, because all of the oh my god, people are on Twitter complaining to Pokemon Company. They put out a statement saying that we've received the inquiries about Pal World. It doesn't, infringe. In all words, they basically said, F off, stop sending us these stupid complaints. We know.
Oh, they did. Follow up after the initial thing. Okay, I didn't see that.
It's like Nintendo is the most litigious company on the planet. If there was any sort of infringement, they would have nuked Pal World from orbit the moment the first trailer dropped.
You didn't need to send Nintendo the courtesy email. Hey, don't know if you saw this trending game on Steam.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the Japanese copyright laws extend beyond the borders of Japan. Mm. So they will try to sue you into the ground everywhere else. So
maybe I shouldn't have used nuke in my analogy, but please continue.
Yeah. Hey, after my Toby Keith joke, I think that landed all right.
This is the darkest timeline of cameos.
They released Oppenheimer in Japan, man. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they did.
Some would call that a prequel to Godzilla. Please proceed.
That one was funny.
Yeah. Are we going to get a Godzilla movie?
Wouldn't
that be awesome?
A Christopher Nolan Godzilla movie?
Yes. No, because, you know, yeah. Oppenheimer goes into Godzilla Minus One, like, with the chronologically, right? So,
man.
If Nolan were to direct
this, just have Monarch and the, like, excuse me, have Oppenheimer and the scene with, like, you know, whoever played in the Monarch show step out and say, I'm here to talk to you about the Kaiju Initiative.
Wow, that'd be good.
I heard you guys talking about wrestling. So did you guys cover it? There's more articles on here that I posted.
Nah, only that John Cena was retiring and Mick Foley wants to die.
Yeah, we haven't shared the big news.
We're going to spend 3 minutes going on everything. So,
what's the
Vincent big news? Kennedy McMahon, the face of WWF and WWE.
Oh, turns out
he's a rapist. Sad times.
Probably more than that.
I'm not sure what's above that, you know, and, you know,
sex trafficker,
yeah,
I guess that implies that there's already rape going on. Sex trafficking, the feds are investigating, it's awful. The company, I'll tell you guys what the company did in a second, but let's just focus on this. Like, it's bad. Like, he was smearing feces on this woman's back during a threesome between her and him and some guy named John Laurinaitis, if you guys watched wrestling in the 2010s. And, like, apparently she alluded to the fact that he pimped her out to Brock Lesnar too and stuff like that. And, you know, he's not named in the suit, but WWE is as a company. So,
and they removed Brock Lesnar from cover everything. Of the new game.
Yeah. From Super Wild Card, the mobile game, you know, and everything.
Remove him from Earth.
And they had The Rock join WWE's parent company, TKO, which is the joint company between it and UFC, on the board of directors. And when he joined, part of the deal was he was going to main event WrestleMania. He's going to fight their top guy right now, for those who don't watch wrestling, Roman Reigns, who is actually his biological cousin.
Aren't they related?
Yep. So there's going to be I'm the head of the table in the family. I bring the meat. You ain't nothing. You ain't shit. You can't even defend your own, you know, the whole thing. But there was a big favorite of who was going to fight Roman for defeat him, and that's Cody Rhodes. For those who don't know, he is the son of Dusty Rhodes, the legendary wrestler from the 80s who used to fight Ric Flair. So it was supposed to be the Rhodes dynasty against, you know, the Samoan dynasty, and people are really upset about that. When H, for those who don't remember him, he's the person who basically cannibalized WD for the 2010s. He's the head of creative now and the vice president. And he was asked about everything going on with Vince McMahon. He's like, yeah, I'm just trying to focus on the show, trying to stay positive and keep the focus on the show and not do anything. Apparently, whatever response he gave was the opposite of what a PR response would be. You know, he should have just said no comment. Basically brushed off sex trafficking. Not going well PR week. And the reason they decided to, you know, fuck with the card on WrestleMania is because they wanted to shift the attention off of what's going on with Vince McMahon. Right? And now, like, all of these stories are emerging. More women are being contacted by the feds. WWE's internal thing is being investigated. TKO is being investigated, like Ari Emanuel and all those people, because they knew what was going on when they opened the books. They registered Vince as a liability with the SEC when they did filings. They're a company being created, which is crazy. So, yeah, this is a clusterfuck. Those who don't watch wrestling, start paying attention to what's going on. You're going to see a lot of crazy ass shit.
So their answer to drawing attention away to everything that's going on is being like, hey, look at our new CEO. He's going to fight his cousin. Like,
it's pretty on brand for wrestling. If you think about it.
I mean, that is, but like, it definitely draws attention to the fact that The Rock is coming back in. I think personally for me, I'm like, damn, The Rock fighting his cousin, that seems pretty cool. But I guess if the whole storyline was going to be the two dynasties fighting each other.
Yep. I mean, Dusty Rhodes is an icon. For those who, you know, don't watch wrestling, he's the real deal. He's the workers' man's champion, you know, and his son versus the son of the Samoan dynasty. That's a big deal for a lot of people. And yeah, but again, stay off topic from the actual card and creative of wrestling, and more on the sex trafficking, I think, is the focus. Because the moment they try to get away with something, that's what they've been doing for years. So it's time to hold people accountable.
I wonder if there's more wrestlers than just Brock Lesnar implicated, because it seemed like everyone close to Vince is involved in some way. It's just Brock Lesnar's only name that's been
before. Has been a silent accomplice.
Yeah.
Basically, no, and not saying anything. Everyone tries to kiss Vince's ass. That's been the thing, and part of many creative storylines, and actually happened on screen many times. But yeah, it's not good.
So. Mm.
Anyway, speaking of broken, situations, a Bob the Builder movie is in the works, starring Anthony Ramos. Because Bob builds up broken things. It follows Bob, who travels to Puerto Rico for a major construction job and digs deeper into what it means to build.
Does he go there after like a natural natural disaster or something? It's like a Hurricane Katrina strikes,
What's a natural disaster?
Bob the Builder shows up.
Electrical infrastructure. At whoever, like, it's just been like corruption over corruption. That whole electrical grid is awful.
Bob the Builder, we needed FEMA. Like, get the fuck out of here. We need Red Cross. What are you doing, Bob the Builder?
You mean, like, stupid ass movie.
To Puerto Rico.
So Microsoft is laying off the entire physical game department.
Wait, before you move on.
I can't
get over that.
I have like an additional issue with this Bob the Builder thing, because from what I remember,
it's so stupid.
Bob the Builder is owned by whoever owns G.I. Joe and Transformers. Okay.
Is that Paramount? Right?
Well, Hasbro.
This is Hasbro Cinematic Universe.
Right. So now we have continuity issues, right? Because what's the actor's name again?
Anthony Ramos.
Anthony Ramos is supposed to be starring. He's the G.I. Joe as well, right? So is now?
Oh my gosh.
Is Bob the Builder also a G.I. Joe?
Multiverse.
Poking holes in the Hasbro verse. Yeah.
As Bob the Builder to uncover the corruption.
It's all types confusing. All right, I just wanted to say that. Please, go ahead.
What if Cobra Commander's the villain in this somehow?
And Bob the Builder. Cobra Commander's the reason for the infrastructure.
Cobra Commander caused the hurricane that brought mass destruction to Puerto Rico. Bob the Builder goes there. He's been
attacking Puerto Rico all these years.
At the end of the day, they'll just like, you'll see he finally built the building, and then two bricks fall off and it's just snake eyes.
Ooh.
That's your end credit scene right there.
That's the stinger. Yeah. That's the after credit scene.
That's the only thing that'll make this watchable.
I love it.
Microsoft is laying off their entire physical game department at Xbox. So don't know what that means. I guess the CD makers. I thought they third party at that.
No, Xbox Game Studios is a thing. So I would assume there's some part of that that is in charge of the marketing and making the physical discs manifest.
Right. Yep. Taylor Swift is reportedly furious after AI generated explicit photos and is considering legal action. Sorry, Barbara Streisand, it's not going to go away.
No, I thought she already took the legal action. Well, this is an old article.
I saw some politicians talking about bringing forth legislation regarding it.
That's what it is. I thought they already did it. They already submitted that legislation.
Been doing Adobe Photoshop for years for all this stuff. Is that AI?
I know. That's what my dad brought up too. He was like, "How is this new? Like the Photoshop is
deepfake. It's different. It's not Photoshop. This is deepfake. You can't deepfake porn.
I video instead of a photo.
Yeah, deepfake implies like it being a video. But my point being, it all is sort of in the same realm. My thing is that with these tools that are available now. Before, you had to like have some skill in it and it took a lot of effort, therefore you didn't see a lot of it, you know what I mean? You see it every now and then, but like this is like somebody just goes into a AI that doesn't have walls around it and just types in like Taylor Swift getting plowed at the Super Bowl right, and then boom blep, and it's like, who's responsible for that? Is it the person that generated the prompt?
Generally. But it's also the issue of how much better the technology is going to get over the next few years. It's like right now it's just pictures, but it's only a matter of time until it becomes video.
Yeah.
In which case you'll have cases of like revenge porn being made within a second for any woman's face or male's face.
Legislation's going to get wrapped around this for sure.
Yeah.
The video already exists.
It does.
Also, because
it does.
But it's not that good.
Yeah, but what's going to happen is they're going to ban porn online. And they're going to make people log in like you do in Virginia.
They already have.
Oh, God, yeah. Sucks to be in Virginia.
If they ban porn, you will see an uprising in this country unlike anything before.
VPN. Invest in VPN now.
It'll be like the early 90s riots.
You thought January 6th was bad? Take away porno. Watch what happens.
They need to fix it. I don't use this. You can't just use someone's image of course, all crazy and do all this stuff.
No, like, nobody's saying it's okay, like, but it's just like, how do you regulate that? What do you do?
I mean, you mentioned something about them taking away internet anonymity in the chat.
Yeah, there's legislation now to like basically work with all of these like the big companies, so Google, Apple, whatever. They wanted to whatever the kids online. Basically, they have to make it so that in order for you have to be verifying that you're over 18 so that they're not breaking any laws, because they're going to hold these companies liable. Mm-hmm.
Or it's like CODA. Underage stuff. CODA is the name of the act.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's Microsoft and Instagram, I think, are the two that are back, or Twitter. It's Microsoft and another big one are the ones that are like backing it right now.
I'm pretty sure that's going to set the groundwork for
everything else. Basically bacon, right? I mean, for those who don't remember, they add the pork inside of these bills and try to make it so that like they have all these people that don't understand technology doing technology bills. And it's just what they want to do. I get what they're trying to accomplish, but the methodology by which they're going to accomplish this is going to be change the face of the internet.
I don't disagree with that. I think we're living in like something of the wild west of the internet right now, and it's going to be like some kind of 1984 movie. But that aside, I do agree with you for there. But I think it's a good thing that they're consulting these tech giants who actually have an idea of what they're talking about, because they are getting pushback from companies like Discord. There was another big name that was a holdout. I think Mark Zuckerberg said that he agreed with ideas within this CODA framework, but he couldn't sign it as is. So like, as long as they continue to do that and bring these names to the table, the fat gets trimmed away, and then they could just get at the crux of what it is, at least for now. Yeah. That's my optimistic view of it. But I do
crux
agree.
Is money, right? Because you have people like that are like 7 years old using Discord, and like right. You have like everyone's just like, you know, doing all this stuff, and there's a lot of kids that are being susceptible to all kinds of targeted ads that makes a lot of money.
Yep.
These companies, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Right.
So, and they're breaking the law all the time with this. So, yes, I do agree there should be accountability. I cannot tell you, as someone that has a average understanding of technology, how to solve for this. There's just no way.
Oh, I don't know what the answer is either, other than having a social.
Did your screen just fade for a second?
Me? No. I don't think so. I'm looking at our stream on Twitch. Mm. We look good. Okay, cool. Everybody's pretty.
It went black for a second.
Oh, that's weird.
It looked like it was like the end of the act.
And the closing of act one.
Intermission.
Yeah. Anyway.
It was a nice little transition. Lewis Pullman has been cast as the Sentry in Thunderbolts after Stephen Yeun's departure. Thank goodness. Stephen Yeun was a terrible casting. I don't usually comment on castings unless I think they're stupid. That was stupid. So good job, whoever fixed that.
Stephen had to leave. He had scheduling conflicts. So it wasn't like,
I feel like a little bit was the internet backlash, because they pay attention to social media. And I don't think anybody was on board with that.
Yeah, I love Stephen Yeun. Sentry was the wrong choice for him.
Absolutely.
Could play any character in there.
I'm a Deus Cho.
Man, he could play a non-Asian character that could be Asian.
It was the simplest answer.
No, it's just, it's just, I just cannot see him as Sentry.
Yeah, I can't either. Well, before you don't gloss past that conviction news as well of the Kyoto Animation Studio fire.
Oh, I thought I said that. Anyway, yeah, the guy who like killed 36 people in the Kyoto Animation fire is being sentenced to death. So they're gonna execute him in Japan. Pretty standard for Japan. You know?
Apple Studio is gonna look out.
And on a similar note, they arrested the two guys that have been leaking One Piece scans. Not definitely as at the level of killing 36 people.
Yeah,
but my Thursdays are definitely dead. So you know,
we'll see. They're probably they're just two, not the main two guys. There's just two guys that do it.
Yeah, Sam is in that a court case. He's like, he's being brought up as one of the supporting Whitney. Yeah, they're being brought up to the stand as witnesses. Yeah.
I'm exhibit F. Yeah. Jennifer Lopez is producing the Bob the Builder. How do we go?
We went full circle. No.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought we were done with the Bob the Builder news. I wasn't ready for more.
The trailer for Jordan Peele's new movie, Monkey Man, came out. I didn't get a chance to watch this trailer. What'd you guys think? Reactions while I glossed through all this other stuff?
I think it looks good.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Just side note, it's Dev Patel's movie with Jordan Peele's. Right, Jordan Peele saw it. It was like, no, this can't. It was going to come out on like Netflix or something, right? It was going to be like streaming only. And Jordan Peele saw it. He was like, oh no, we got to get behind this. So he got behind it, and that's why it's coming out in theaters.
Good.
That's what's up.
Yeah, seeing Blumhouse is involved somehow.
But it does look good.
Yeah, I like anything that his team produces. So he's worked closely with Jason Blum and some other folks, so they're doing a good job. Dune Part 2 pre-sales are looking good. I think this is going to be a success. People love Timothy Chalamet. So did he die in the first one?
No. What?
No? Okay, great.
he's in the second.
People come up to watch it. People watched Wonka. I didn't think people would watch Wonka. It was the highest grossing Wonka movie.
Because no one knew it was a musical. And then they got in there and I was like, well, I'm already here. And then continued to watch.
I feel like if that happens, then I gotta like sync customer service while they try to get me to refund. It's like, this is what you did to me, now give me my money.
So when does Dune 2 come out also? Because I know you guys have tickets.
I don't know.
Or at least Justin and Sean.
I don't have tickets yet.
Yeah, we got for February. I don't even remember off the top of my head. When does it come out? March 1st. March 1st, we are going to see it. Okay. We're going to see the matinee. I liked it. It's a Denis Villeneuve movie. Take that as you will. If you saw Blade Runner 2042,
phenomenal director,
and you liked
it's pretty
it,
slow, but I enjoy it. Yeah,
if you like the new Blade Runner movies, Dune. Okay.
I can't get behind the 1980s.
That was a weird one for a couple different reasons. But Nicole and I went back and watched that, and we were like, this did not age well. There's a bunch of sex. It is very sexist movie. Harrison Ford basically just manhandles a woman for like 10 minutes and you're just like, oh, this is okay.
Give me back my family.
Yeah. this director has a propensity for making very cinematic movies in a way that like Christopher Nolan does, but the audio is better. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to hear static and think it's artistic.
Yeah.
moving on. Jonathan David Washington is in the rumors for Kang again. I know that there's
rumors, man.
We'll see. I'll wait till I see something happen.
I don't like that casting.
Yeah, I like the other guy. What was his name?
Coleman Domingo.
Yeah,
that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, that was a really good casting. Mm-hmm. I also like the guy from Snowfall. Thought he was good, but he might be a little bit too short. I can't tell his height. Needs to be like, you know, in my mind.
Damson Idris?
Yeah.
No, Damson Idris is like 6, or he's at least 5'10".
He looks really young. That's the only
They make him look young in Snowfall, so I don't have a good handle of how tall this person is.
Yeah, in my mind.
He's 6'1". Yeah, he's tall.
Oh, yeah, he's fine. Yeah, okay.
I think Coleman Domingo is the best choice.
Yeah. I think Jonathan Majors is the best choice. I said it.
I think Damson.
Disney don't.
Disney don't.
Despicable Me 4 trailer came out. I'm gonna watch it. I'm shameless.
I'll probably watch it too. I don't know how they keep making these, honestly, but
because we keep watching them. That's why, Sam. We need to stop watching them. I'm not gonna read this news about the new Dragon Ball show because
we're not watching.
It's against my religion.
I didn't watch the last trailer for it. But man,
sorry to get political.
Sorry to get political, but we're gonna talk Dragon Ball reboots.
The Super Manga to be animated. I didn't ask for this.
You like ice cream? Here's some rock salt.
Thanks a lot, Akira Toriyama.
You guys seen that Patton Oswalt one? Where it's like, you know, he was making fun of George Lucas and he was saying like, oh, you know, he was explaining the prequels. It's like, oh, you like Darth Vader? Yeah, I love Darth Vader. Well, you get to see him as a little kid. And then it's like, oh, you like Boba Fett? Yeah, Boba Fett. And so you get to see him as a little kid. So, it's like, you like ice cream? Well, here's some rock salt. It's like,
what was that from?
Angelina? This is Patton Oswalt's stand-up. It was funny.
Oh, okay.
He's like, you like Angelina Jolie? She gives you a boner? Well, here's John Voight's ball sack.
he had a really good monologue in Parks and Rec. Parks and Recreation.
Did he predict the whole film with that monologue?
He went off the cuff,
and he did actually spoil some stuff for Marvel. Like, yeah. There were some of the ideas that he used that were in the actual movies.
He's awesome.
Yeah. The whole stand-up study, because he said he wants to go back in time and kill George Lucas with a shovel. these original Star Wars nerds are like essentially the worst.
Yeah. Toxic. They defined toxic. Yeah. Yeah.
Someone said that the prequels were basically their Vietnam, which. All right. Let's move on. Supergirl has been cast. Millie Alcock, so from House of the Dragon fame, is going to be Supergirl. I think it's a good casting. There were never really going to be any bad castings for Supergirl based on who they were looking at. So
why did they keep Sasha Kale? Kale?
Kale? I think her name is.
I don't think Sasha Kale. Did they keep her?
No.
They wanted a blonde Supergirl.
And I think they want to expunge every trace of the Flash from the new DCU.
Okay.
Except they'll bring back Mel Keaton, but he'll be as Beetlejuice coming back. Geraldine Viswanathan is replacing Ayo Edebiri in Thunderbolts because of a scheduling issue. Which means Thunderbolts has not filmed that much.
But I wonder what role was she playing in the first place?
I don't know. And apparently Betsy Ross, Liv Tyler's role in either Thunderbolts or Captain America is super small. Basically a cameo. So,
that's fine.
X-Men 97. The release window is sometime in March, apparently, so TBD on that. I'll hold my breath. Guy Ritchie's The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare trailer's out. Henry Cavill, Isla Gonzalez, Alan Richardson, and Henry Golding. Yes. I'm looking forward to this movie.
I love Guy Ritchie's movies, so I'm very excited.
It's going to be one hell of a ride. Go watch The Beekeeper. It was great. that's my plug. Paramount Plus starts production on Star Trek Section 31 with Michelle Yeoh, so I'm excited about this. I'm a Star Trek nerd.
I'll take anything
that's Star Trek, even though it's bad, I'll still take it. Watch it. I'll complain about it. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. Universal Movie Group is pulling its music from TikTok, which includes Kendrick, Taylor, The Weeknd, Eminem, Bad Bunny, Drake, SZA, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
this was a funny move.
I wonder how it's going to affect them, because like nowadays, a lot of the music that goes viral is because of TikTok. Mm-hmm. So it's like there was a semi-controversy about how there were artists complaining on TikTok because the studios and the production was telling them they're not allowed to release their song until they get a viral moment on TikTok. And they were like, hey, I have music. I just can't do anything until you guys come support it through these likes and comments and little Uzi Vert dances. So it's just, I'm curious as to how marketing is going to go forward, seeing as how TikTok seems to be like the home for music these days.
I mean, it's only Universal Music Group, right? No, it's only Universal Music Group. Like, as long as you're not
for now,
there's only three true labels, right? Everyone's owned by someone else, so
The rest are coming. Don't worry, they're gonna suck it to TikTok.
Absolutely.
I was gonna say it'll be just like Jay and Silent Bob the movie, where they like make a bunch of money and they get clowned on the internet because they're stupid. So they go and they find the people on the internet and they beat them up. That's how I think TikTok should work moving forward. Just like
TikTok just needs to pay
the TikTok's money. Not going to pay because it's the Chinese government that owns
That's never going to happen. Copyright is not a thing.
Disney Plus and Hulu are going to do password sharing bans after Netflix's success. So if you are sharing Disney Plus,
starts in March.
Well, you can.
Crack it down. They already sent the email to change the user agreement.
That's some bullshit. You should follow in Samson's footsteps and go back to cable.
You gotta read these user agreements. Read all pages, every fine print.
Hey, smooth Carlito, man. I'm sorry.
So, stuff coming out. Squid Game Season 2, Beetlejuice 2.
Beetlejuice Welcome 2 Home, Franklin. Came out of nowhere.
It's been in production for a while.
Yeah.
Because they got, what's her name? The girl who played Wednesday now plays Winona Ryder's
daughter. Oh, I did know that. Right. This would be the first thing that what's his name has done in a while, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, who, Michael Keaton or the girl?
No, the director. Name is escaping. Tim Burton, thank you.
Tim Burton, he's directing it too?
Is he not? I assume that came with the package.
Is he bringing back Danny Elfman?
If so, this might be
I don't see Danny Elfman. I see Willem Dafoe in it, though. Hold on, I didn't think Tim Burton was actually...
Oh, no, he's director.
Yeah, Beetlejuice, what? Beetlejuice.
Yeah, screenplay by David Katzenberg.
I was like, I know I didn't make that up, because I heard about this the other day. Joining them will be Jenna Ortega, who reunites with Burton after working with him on the Netflix phenomenon. Oh, that's what Tim Burton just did, was he did Wednesday.
Yeah, so the writer of It, Kung Fury, a few other productions, he's the writer for it. So this might be a hit.
What a mix of movies. Mm-hmm. You guys, I thought Kung Fury. I thought it was Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Oh.
And I'm like, whoa, that's a highlight movie? Oh, man, this is going to be interesting.
That's, you know what? I'm keeping my eye on this. This looks like it has a lot of potential.
I love the first Beetlejuice. It was just a cluster. Just get high and watch that movie.
Yeah.
That's the way to go for that one. Carl Weathers has passed away at the age of 76. For those who don't know, he was Apollo Creed. The best Carl Weathers role was in Arrested Development.
Yes.
He was Tobias Fünke's acting coach.
Playing himself.
I watch that clip at least a couple times a year. And
I love it. Like, just at all times, you throw it away, get yourself a stew going. What? Are you homeless? Oh, the Carl Weathers, man. Rest in peace.
So Schitt's Creek star Catherine O'Hara is joining HBO's The Last of Us in an undisclosed role. I don't know why they say Schitt's Creek. Clearly she's from Home Alone. Just say Home Alone's Catherine O'Hara. Everyone will know who that is.
I mean, I know everyone from our generation will know who that is, but the newer ones would relate to Schitt's Creek.
Henry Cavill is heading up the Warhammer 40K cinematic universe. He called it the greatest privilege of my professional career. Who's out here going to watch this stuff? You know, I'll eat my own shoe. People actually come out for this Warhammer 40K.
And then eat your shoe. The 40K, the Warhammer show. I've been there, man.
Bet you people are going to be like, oh, people used to talk like that about Iron Man when it was coming out. It's like, who wants to watch a movie about Iron Man? No one cares. Yeah.
I remember when Iron Man got announced during like Spider-Man 2 or 3, whatever it was. And I was like, Iron Man. They're just trying to capitalize on Spider-Man. My dad was like, yeah, he was like he's a character when I used to read comics, but nobody really cared about Iron Man. And I was like, yeah, that's going to fucking tank. That's 13-year-old me is
several $1 billion later
shitting on the floor right now. Yeah,
the wonders of a sober Robert Downey Jr. Someone on the Wonder Man crew died during production of a TV series. Some rigor, sad, like accident or something. So never fun. So R.I.P. Warner, Fox, and Disney are launching a streaming sports joint venture. This is going to be their sports Hulu. I don't know how long it'll last. Not long, I assume.
Yeah,
because they're all going to get greedy. This is dumb. So I think they also, this is an opportunity to make a bunch of money. And yeah. So first of all, if you're trying to watch sports, I'm going to rant for a little bit. There, and I don't watch sports, right? I don't give a shit about sports. But if you're trying to watch sports, just let me rant, okay? There's a lot of different ways to do this. You can get like DirecTV's NFL Sunday ticket. You can like get like certain packages with cable. Like there's like 16 different avenues to get access to the same shit. Peacock is streaming games like for free. basically, right? You can get like $1 a year Peacock deal if you want. So it's like, I'm trying to understand what value they're offering through this that you can't just watch on random YouTube clips. I'm just trying to get who their target audience is for this. So
let's say you, I don't know their target audience, but I do know these companies are greedy. Like, let's say NFL, for example, if you wanted to watch certain games, you need the ESPN Plus, or you needed some random streaming service just to watch a game that they decided to have in Germany just because. Right. And at some point, I'm sure they're trying to move everything to streaming in some ways.
Well, it is all streaming.
Get more money out of it. So, all right, let's say like the game you can see on Peacock, right? So NBC has the rights to that game. So they're airing the game on like Channel 4 or wherever you are, wherever your NBC is. But then also, since it's on NBC, if you have a Peacock subscription, you can then watch it on Peacock. But eventually, they'll probably take it off NBC, and now you need to have Peacock to watch a game, right? So that means more people. There is no
cable's gone away. Cable's
for now. But cable for now is going away, and then it'll come back because now you need a streaming service for everything.
Yeah, right? More and more these
doesn't make
different
sense.
Corporations are going to start creating bundles that look a lot like, oh, you want to get Cinemax, HBO, and Showtime back in the 2000s? It's just. We're gradually moving there. So
I mean,
like,
think about the word itself. Like, cable is literally called cable because what predated it was antenna. So like the only reason that it's called cable was because it was a cable that ran into your house and plugged into your TV. And it's like, oh, now you have cable. But it's like, that's just kind of what everything is now. So I'm just trying to say, like, this is just a new version of cable. It's not called cable, but it essentially is. You know what I mean?
Right, but it was replacing it because it was less expensive, right? So yeah. Now people are like, hey, I'll watch all my things over here.
But
now
I think
you have to bundle all these streaming services, and then you get your sports streaming service also that you now have to bundle into all this other stuff. Now it's not worth it. To you know how much NFL Sunday ticket costs? It's $75 a month. $75 a month from September through.
You can still get knocked some games.
So for $75 a month, you get the game. You can like you get your local game, right? And then you can stream a couple games online, and that's it. That's what you get for $75 a month. It's not worth it. For $75 a month, you could have just got cable.
Wait, that's not Red Zone.
I could take pictures of my shit and sell it.
Red Zone costs more.
Red Zone costs something else. It's a separate price.
Oh my god.
It's what all expensive. The
fuck?
Cable is $50 for basic cable, and you can do all those. You can just watch your little football game and do it there. Just pay $50.
Just go online, search whatever Cowboys game.
They used to be Reddit for it, actually. This is like an
those
NFL
things,
Reddit.
Yeah, stream. Pop up and get shut down.
They shut that down quick. I was blown. I was like, man.
What's the old one's gorilla video?
They're still out there. You can find those. There's still those streams out there for sure. But I think the point is like it's all going to come back around. I think part of the big expectancy for the revenue foo is that they know people sign up for these subscriptions and then they forget to cancel them. And so like
is forgetting to cancel a 75
well,
to
100? No, not that. But like the Peacock. The Prime, the Paramount, like whatever, like the Super Bowl streaming on Paramount. How many people do you think are going to sign up for like the free promotion of 3 months of Paramount for $9 and then just forget about it? I bet you there are people who are going in there like with like math numbers, like the Rain Man math going above their heads, calculating the likelihood, the probability that people will just forget. And then how much money they can make off of that, like, oversight. And it's probably millions and millions of dollars. Otherwise, they wouldn't.
Are shareholders dumb? Do they not know that these are temporary spikes? Like, we're just
short-term profits, man. It's all short-term profits. Yeah. It's all short-term profits.
I'll never own a business.
Yeah. What's the point? We see a dip in the economy, but here's how we're addressing it. It's like, here's how quarter four profits are going to maintain despite, some old white dude saying that the economy is going to tank. Like, here's how we're going to survive.
If I had a company, I'd put my dogs as the board of directors. Throw a milk bone, see which one they pick up first. That's the business. Same shit. All right. Yeah. Last story is Gina Carano sues Disney because she thinks she was unjustly fired, but she's not unjustly fired.
And Elon Musk is paying for the.
Well, yeah, that's the bigger story, is that she wants Twitter to pay.
Is this her Peter Thiel Hulk Hogan moment?
Yeah, this is just a publicity stunt.
Gawker deserved to fucking die.
I'm pretty sure Disney has like an at-will clause in every contract they make. So The moment you say something stupid, do something stupid, beat on a white woman and call her Coretta, ass.
Not Mr. Majors. He was unreplaceable as Kang. Remember? He said that. He's like, they cannot fire me.
Mm-mm. What?
His lawyer was like they're not allowed to replace him as Kang. He has to play every iteration. And basically, they can't fire him and stuff and all that. I guess there is a clause.
That was real?
That was real. Oh. That was real. Yeah. I don't know that they were out bragging about it, but it was part of his agreement.
He had to be convicted for them to get him out.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, but it's like with Gina Carano's thing, it's like she said something. I don't know what she did exactly, but I'm pretty sure she made
awful.
Like a...
She said something awful, anti-Semitic and awful.
Oh, yeah, she gone.
Disney oh, wait. Are you talking about the chick from The Mandalorian?
Yeah, yeah,
she got fired for anti-COVID stuff. She was
don't worry, she said anti-Semitic stuff.
She basically said something about like this is our Kristallnacht or something like that. Like she compared the censorship of COVID deniers to Hitler like condemning Jews.
There you go.
She that said something like that to that effect.
So racist and stupid.
She was questioning COVID vaccines or whatever, and then people were telling her to shut up, mainly Disney, and then she was like, this is like what Germany did during the Holocaust, and it was like, all right, well, now you're done.
The buzzword.
Now you're done.
Letitia Wright saw that and was like, ooh.
Letitia Wright didn't get fired. She's like an anti-vaxxer.
She knew to shut the fuck up.
You got to learn to when to shut the fuck up. That's it.
Yeah, but Gina started posting pictures of Jewish women running away from Nazis.
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
That is an easy court case to settle. Her views posed a threat to everyone on set because we have scientific evidence that COVID was real and we were trying to take protocols and we didn't think she would follow. Get your ass out.
Literally, Dave Chappelle's When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong. I don't play. I still remember that episode. She beat up an FBI agent's car? Ended up in prison. Yeah.
I don't understand, like, well, sorry, I understand. Apparently, if you say you were fired for defamation or
political views,
something, yeah, on Twitter, then Elon Musk will fund your.
That's what Elon said. Lawsuit. So that's an Elon promise, baby. That's good.
So that's why he's supposed to be funding this. But this is stupid. If I saw the thing, I'm like, I'm not paying for this.
I don't know. Elon has his shares of COVID Disney vaccine paused. Downplaying as well. So maybe
Disney paused funding on Twitter. He's just mad at them.
Yes. That's definitely a part of it too.
Mm-hmm. But it's not going to go anywhere. It's all a stunt. And then Gina Carano is going to start appearing on Ben Shapiro's podcasts.
What's the main story today? I didn't catch that. Did you guys?
No main story.
That was it. We're just catching up on the news and shooting the shit.
Oh yeah,
Pal World is the main story. That Vince McMahon.
Don't forget Welcome Home, Franklin. It's coming out on Apple TV Plus. It's like from the Peanuts world. So if you don't know, creator of Peanuts was kind of racist, right? If you ever go back and look at the old Peanuts drawings, and you'd see Franklin sitting on one side of the table by himself.
God,
and then everyone else.
I mean, every creator before 1970 was racist.
Right, it's a little racist. So now, like, this whole Snoopy Presents Welcome Home Franklin is, like, comes out next week, February 16th, and it's, you know, bringing Franklin back into the Peanuts world and being fully embraced in a way that he wasn't initially. It's cute. I'm not going to watch
it. All right.
It's coming out.
I was never really into the Peanuts comics, but that was, like, before our time, even.
Yeah. Also, Abbott Elementary... It's premiering tomorrow for season 3. So that should be good.
I got another thing. Death Clock has announced a spring 2024 tour with Dragon Force.
Oh, that's gonna be great.
Along with one who listened to music in 2008.
The Guitar Hero fans. Series coming with it? A new season? Of what?
No.
Metalocalypse
is not coming back.
No, I think what's his name is Brandon, whatever.
Brandon Small.
Yeah. He did so many things. He's great.
Home Movies was hilarious.
Underrated. Set. I know.
Yeah. What else? Netflix's Avatar comes out. February 22nd.
I skipped that story.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch it. Can I say this? I understand the Sokka's sexist in the animated series, but that's part of his character growth. He's a child whose mother died. Mm-hmm. He's the oldest person. Oldest male in his village, and his father's gone. Like, he's learning. He's supposed to be sexist, and then
people not be redeemed.
Growth. Is being redeemed and learning like women are strong. They're stronger than you. He learns from all these women. He grows in so many ways. Same with his sister. Like, she's nurturing, but then also like does all these things. Like, to take that out, I understand why they left the creative Avatar left the series.
When does that premiere? I think
they could have told so many wonderful lessons like the show did. Cause it's like you said, like he needs to learn those lessons. And it's like, in taking that away, you're just going to have a bunch of like badass women who are just badass. And it's like in the show, when they humbled him, that emphasized how much greater they were. And it taught him a lesson. And it's like, everyone got the benefit from it. Now they're just doing whatever bullshit where it's just like, oh, hey, like, I don't know what plot they're going to take with him, but I feel like it's going to be significantly watered down compared to what we could have gotten.
Yeah. I don't think there's no character without that was part of his development, you know?
Yeah, same with Katara. That's part of her development, is like her understanding, like her mothering role that she's been taking. She doesn't have to take that. Even though she's younger than her brother, like all that stuff matters. Apparently they're taking out Aang's like random travels, which are important. Like, it's not like he's a kid. He's randomly traveling for a reason.
Right? They said they were going to make him focus on being the Avatar. It's like, no, he's supposed to be an unwanted protagonist.
He ran away. That's the only reason that he's still alive, is because he ran away, didn't want to do this. And now you're taking all this out. Like, this is trash, right? This is not going to be Game of Thrones.
Another dumb thing they said is that they wanted to make it like Game of Thrones because they wanted to make it more mature. And I'm like, your entire audience is mature already. We grew up with this.
Like, right. We are the ones that are looking for this, not actual children.
Yeah.
People who are in their 30s. Who were watching it when they weren't in their 30s, like, and we still watch it.
This is what happens when you get a creative team that has like a disdain for the source material. Like, they always try to think they can do it better, when it's like, no, we loved it for a reason. Stop changing shit.
I just want to be missing that one. We'll be watching Solo Leveling here on Cameos.
Solo Leveling actually looks pretty good.
Oh yeah, watch it. It's on like episode 5 now. It is pretty good. You'll enjoy it. Watch Solo Leveling. What else? I don't know what else.
Is the Kaizen done?
For this season, but it'll be back in the fall. You know, they got MAPPA in there working like the pals. Invisible Part 2 comes out in March. Invisible Season 2 Part 2 comes out March 14th.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. Deadpool trailer dropping in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Expect that. Taylor Swift cameo, calling it now.
More than likely.
If there's no mention or like actual clip of her in the trailer, I will eat my shoe.
Is she going to make out with James Marsden? It's like in the Disney Plus show, in the Disney show.
Did Dazzler date
Dazzler Fresh kissed Cyclops and Jean Grey had the Phoenix in her. And she got really mad.
I do hope, I know that was a rumor, but I do hope Taylor Swift is like actually Dazzler in the film.
Yeah, same here.
That's literally perfect. And like, I hate that she keeps appearing at every football game, because I'm tired of seeing her when I'm just trying to watch football.
Yeah, I was extra mad.
So upset.
Did but they actually like cut to her? I didn't see them cut to her during the game.
Yes, they always cut to her.
At one point, someone else, like I think like Isaiah Pacheco ran in a touchdown and they cut to Taylor Swift. It's not even Travis Kelce at this point. Just cutting towards the cut to her. Like, come on, man.
So, by the way, Travis Kelce and, like, let's say Mahomes were, like, kept on, like, kicking the ball every time, like, Justin Tucker, the kicker for the Ravens, yeah, was trying to, like, set up. They were being a-holes, like dumb a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm mostly mad at her doing the swag surf, but y'all right, too.
I hope they lose the Super Bowl.
What y'all doing over there? She started doing this.
The lizard people will not let T Swift lose the Super Bowl. This is too good for the merch.
Yeah, NFL keeps stacking the deck against everybody else.
Yeah. 333 million in revenue since Taylor Swift started showing up at games.
Yeah, I don't even blame them at this point.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs owner, I want them to get married. I want them to have babies. I want to sell baby merch with T-Swizzle shit on it.
That's get married at Arrowhead Stadium.
Right. I'm saying.
Have him come out
to her after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, have him come out during the halftime show, which she performs at. You know, Travis Kelce comes out on the stage.
BP said that, can sing. BP said that he's going to, Travis Kelce is going to propose after the Chiefs win.
Wouldn't be surprised. Even though they only been dating for like 4 months.
I hope she says no.
She's not going to say no. It's too good.
This is the most lucrative relationship she's ever had.
Yeah.
But she doesn't care about the money.
She's just looking
for Mr. Right.
That is true.
Okay, let her find Mr. Right.
I think she's just chilling and everyone else.
I'm going to agree with Sean because Swifties are more terrifying than Star Wars.
I'm not.
Swifties are case stands.
They will find every one of us and we'll disappear one by one.
I'm not pandering to these Swifties. I just don't think Taylor Swift is doing anything wrong.
I'm not pandering, I'm in fear.
I ain't scared of her.
I got family.
I legitimately think Taylor Swift is just minding her business, and here come all these people who realize how much money they've made. And now they just want
to. It's not even her fault. Like, she did not ask. She did not ask for the cameras to pan over to her like every 10 minutes.
Kind of just there.
Taylor Swift like recorded an audio of her farting. It would probably sell like for tens of millions of dollars.
We'd get a Grammy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been a very productive episode.
That's it.
We'll be back next week.
That's the title of the episode, boys and girls. Thank you guys
for
coming.
Tell your friends to watch us on wherever we appear.
Spotify, right next to Taylor Swift's new album. Just her farting into the mic.
Flatulence, Taylor's version.
What's that? No, there's an Ice Spice song, like, thinking the shit fart. What's called it, you know?
We need to cut this. We need to turn this off. Stream is off. Stream is off.
Jesus.